Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us today, the original DJ from the Here and Now DJ Sessions, Travis Holcomb at KCRW in Santa Monica. Hi, Travis.
Hello, Jeremy. Great to be back.
You too. How have you been? It's been so long since we've talked to you.
I know. Since the last time we've spoken, or at least since the last time I've been to this NPR studio, they've completely redone it.
Oh,
it's really
wow.
Nice so over it's, here.
Okay, but the music will still be incredible because it's coming from you. This
of
is
course.
The first one, Polo and Pan, two French DJs. This is their song, Aqualand. So they're saying there, suivez-moi sous les océans, which is follow me under the ocean. Tell us about this one.
You know, this album Caravelle by Polo and Pan, it came out last year, but then it got re-released this year in the States with five additional tracks, and that's when it sort of came onto my radar. It's got a very tropical kind of feel throughout the album. And I know we're in the fall now, but it's been a while since I spoke to you, so I just wanted to catch everybody
this is
up on
classic.
This
right.
is this is the sound of the summer.
Right. Okay.
You can still use it next summer too. But when I'm screening albums to looking for stuff to play on my show, if I can find three or four songs on an album, I'm really happy, and I consider that to be a good album. This Caravelle album, though, has 17 tracks, and I think I've played something like 14 of them on my show already. So basically, like, every track on this album is great, and that is like an unheard ratio for my show to be into that many of the songs. But there's so many different looks. I mean, they have like some songs inspired by Brazilian samba. There's some daytime disco. There's some club-ready house cuts, some ambient songs. They kind of run the whole gamut.
And what would you say is the genre overall?
I would say sort of like tropical electronic. I mean, I would say, they've definitely got an ear for pop, but it definitely is more electronic driven. And if I were to draw any comparisons between other bands, I would say it's sort of like Disclosure meets Poolside.
Oh, I like that. That's great. We had Poolside on the show, actually. They're great.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the next one you brought us. This is the Swedish group Viagra Boys. This is called Sports.
Surfboard, ping pong, rugby ball, wiener dog, skiing down on the beach. Sports. 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 Sports.
Okay, so tell us what's going on here.
You know what? I am not completely clear on what's going on, okay. But I've seen a couple different interpretations of this particular song, and some people, they're saying it's a commentary on male hypermasculinity.
Hmm.
When I first heard it, I just thought it was a really goofy, fun track. And it's one of those songs, like, it reminds me when I was a little kid, I wasn't allowed to watch Miami Vice before I went to sleep because it would get me way too fired up before bed. And this song sort of has the same effect on me every time I hear it.
And obviously funny. Would you say it's like a good listen to? Do you like to listen to it?
The song is an unbelievably fun listen. Yes. I mean, like, it's after you get through the hook the first time, you'll be chanting the hook on your own the second time it comes around and every other time. As the song moves on, he becomes the lead singer, Sebastian Murphy, becomes more and more unhinged. Until at the end, he's basically just a blobby puddle.
Well, people can go on our website and listen to the entire thing at Here and Now.
I really hope they do.
Okay, the next one is from Ireland. This is Maverick Sabre, who just released this new song, Drifting. Here it is. I'm listening to the car with the cops in the air. And it's going like check me up. Sitting on the high, got the bottom of the air. I want to turn around, we're drifting now. And I'm sitting at a bar and the bouncer appears. And I'm thinking that he's got a... I like that a lot. A beautiful voice.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such an unorthodox delivery, too. And I think that's the first thing that really caught my attention with this song. The beat is really simple, really funky. But more than that, it's just sort of the way he sounds on it. It's just kind of otherworldly.
Who is Maverick Sabre?
He's an Irish R&B singer. I guess he's been releasing records since 2011. I know a lot of people have been fans with him for a while. I just sort of caught on to him with this song, Drifting. But he's also on the label of Georgia Smith, who is sort of an up-and-coming R&B singer from the UK. And he's appeared on one of Georgia Smith's EPs, the Project 11 EP. And I think that's where a lot of people maybe heard Maverick Sabre for the first time.
Okay, the next one that you brought us is Wolverine. This is from Diana Gordon. What should we know about this one?
Diana Gordon just released her first EP as a solo artist, but she's been around the music industry for a while, and she's written for Mary J. Blige, and she had 3 songs on Beyoncé's Lemonade album, including Sorry, Daddy Lessons, and Don't Hurt Yourself. Hmm. And she had a previous career as an EDM singer under the name Winter Gordon, but I feel like this is Diana Gordon kind of doing her own thing. Sort of a reinvention of Diana Gordon, I guess.
And but clearly a multi-talented person.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely knows how to write songs, and she can sing them, too. I mean, sometimes when a singer sings, you can sort of feel their heart and soul and sweat of experience in their voice. And to me, this is one of those instances. She's just sort of recalling her upbringing and sort of, you know, it's also very aspirational at the same time.
The last one that you have brought us is Albatross. This is from Westerman. We could spend the day here, waste it all on some new friends. You better catch the light. I've come connected. If you are rejected, dead lady. What should we know about this one?
So Albatross is the first single from Westerman's forthcoming ARC EP. And it is a solo artist named Will Westerman. So he performs under his surname. And he's been kind of just releasing tracks for the past year or so. I think he's put out 2 EPs. And this is the first single from the forthcoming EP. And he's had a long-standing partnership with the producer Bouillon, who's a really talented artist in his own right. I mean, we heard from Polo and Pan earlier. This feels very autumnal to me. Westerman's got, there's a beautiful sense of loneliness and wistfulness in his voice that it just feels very ethereal and almost ghostly.
It's funny that you brought us from summer to fall, and yet where you are in Southern California, there really isn't that much of a difference between
the two. There's generally not, but I will say this recently we've gotten the first taste of what fall in Los Angeles kind of feels like. It's below 80 degrees.
Below 80, and a little bit of rain.
A little bit of rain, yeah.
Well, there you go. Now you know what it's like to live on the East Coast. Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you can hear more. Go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.